Well, I'm delighted to be joined by Christian Fuchs, the former captain of Austria and a member of Leicester's Premier League winning squad. Christian, first of all, tell us about that goal on Saturday at Crystal Palace. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it paid off. Great moment for me. Obviously, when the ball hit the net, it was a big relief at some point because I think not only the fans were waiting for the first goal, also me. It was simply, I saw the ball coming. I just wanted to smash it as hard as possible and to hit the goal. And yeah, when the ball was flying, it took forever in my eyes. The ball, I just watched the ball flying towards the net and I just couldn't wait to hit the net. And when it hit the net, it was pure emotions.
Did you know as soon as you hit it that it was a sweet strike?
That was a sweet strike, yes. That it goes in after a second. I don't know how long it took for the ball to get in, but yeah, I had a good feeling with that.
The first one that you've scored in about, obviously first one for Leicester, but the first one in about 18 months. I think your last goal was for Schalke against Real Madrid at the Bernabeu.
In an official game. Because I scored at Celtic, the penalty.
Of course.
Yeah, don't miss that. So that was kind of my first goal for Leicester. took me a while, but like I said, it paid off, and I'm happy that finally I'm on the score sheet for Leicester.
There's been some talk about Leicester struggling with the title defence this season. How important was that win against Crystal Palace?
Well, we need to collect more points in the Premier League, obviously. I think it's exaggerating when people talk about title defence, because all those big teams that were kind of struggling last season, they simply geared up, they put up a lot of money, they invested a lot of money into the team, also into managers, new managers. And you know, we're still Leicester. We had this little club that had an amazing season, outstanding season in the past year. But you know, we never talk about defending the title or anything. It's just see how it goes, thinking game by game. That never changes with Claudio, and I'm very supportive with that philosophy.
Your home league form is decent. Your Champions League form is superb. The away league form has been abysmal this season. It's a strange mix, isn't it?
Well, when you also look at all the games that we had so far, we played basically all the big teams except Holloway. We played all the big teams away. So, you know, you cannot expect us to just kick them out of their own stadium. It's not like that. Like I said, they geared up. They put a lot of money into their team, got new players, new managers. And, you know, I mean, we have a good winning streak at home. We didn't lose over a year at home, which is amazing, which also should have a lot of recognition. And you know, playing against big teams doesn't mean you have to lose right away when you play them at their home stadium, but it was tough. We know that, and we try to learn out of our mistakes.
And Tottenham coming up next away from home, another tough one for you.
Another tough one, but you know, it's the chance, you know, to get on the score sheet away as well. You know, we need to collect more points. The win against Crystal Palace, after the great win against Copenhagen at home, yeah, it gives us confidence, you know. I mean, we showed the real Leicester face that we played last season with a solid defence, and then we know we are good for a goal or two each game.
Can you still believe quite what happened last season?
I've been asked it a lot of times, to be honest, and it kind of sunk in, but sometimes I catch myself not really realizing it yet, because it's, all the circumstances. You have a team of players that make a team, first of all. We are a team on the field, but that were sorted out at other clubs already, and then, you know, these second choices of other teams form this team that becomes Premier League champion, which is incredible.
You were actually signed by Nigel Pearson, weren't you? But he left before you arrived. What sort of expectations did you have of Leicester and playing in the Premier League, and has it met those expectations?
Well, the expectations, yeah, it has. They have been met by far, honestly. It was a strange situation for me when I was signed by Pearson, but I never ever met him in person until now. So when you come to a club as a new player, manager is sacked, you don't know who's coming next. You don't know what the philosophy of the new coach will be. You know, it's there are a lot of uncertainties that you simply think about at this moment. But listen, I'm not in the position to complain at all because everything paid off really well. I never, also when Pearson was sacked, I simply looked forward to the time in Leicester, and obviously the year, the season that we played, I mean, confirmed everything.
Throughout last season, everyone expected Leicester to blow up and fall away, and conventional wisdom certainly suggested that it wasn't going to happen, you weren't going to go on and win the league. At which point did you think, we can do this? And was it something you discussed as a squad?
Not at all. I mean, we were in a great position. We never had this drop that everybody was expecting from us, that we at some point simply start losing all our games. I think we simply focused on ourselves, you know, on our strength. We didn't listen too much what's happening outside, what was written about us, which comments were published. We knew we have to stick together, come whatever may, you know, and realizing when we're going to make it, it was basically when Chelsea-Tottenham, when the game was over. Then that was the confirmation. Until then, you know, we never expected from ourselves to become Premier League champion at all. For me, it was always still, okay, there's still Tottenham in our reach, you know, they can still make it if they go on a good streak. So we just focused, like I told you, on ourselves, and well, after the Tottenham game, it was madness.
Yeah, it looked like some party. What was your favourite on-field moment last season?
When Jamie scored the 11th goal, because
you passed it to him.
Nah. Well, that's a good side note. No, it was simply the madness that was in the stadium. Fans were celebrating like crazy, but then the whole team coming to Vards and simply be happy for him. Everybody came there. Everybody was really happy for him to have this great success, for his personal success. It was, you saw that there's a team that is simply happy for each and everyone that has success, personal success.
Come on, what was the secret? How did you do it last season? How did you manage to prove so many people wrong? And you've kind of touched on what the team spirit was like. People have talked about this band of brothers. Is that pretty much how it is?
Yeah, we just enjoyed every single moment. The games were tough. There were a lot of tough games, but then we enjoyed fighting for each other, and at the end, simply be dead after the game, be really tired, but to have the 3 points, and just the collective effort that we put into every single game, you know, was very bounding for the team. And off the pitch, what not too many people saw is that we also enjoyed time together.
You do know that you and the squad will never have to buy a drink in Leicester ever again.
Well, I did already a couple of times.
That's a nice feeling to have, though, isn't it? That you are so loved as a squad for what you did and what you achieved.
Well, I think the people appreciate a lot what happened last season. There were a lot of fans that went through all the ups and downs with Leicester City. Obviously, it took, I think it was 136 years. I mean, not all the fans were here that long, but but. Well, when you're a Leicester fan for a long time already, you basically never had such a big success, and now, on top of that, you're playing in the Champions League, which gives me also a lot of satisfaction, because it's what we achieved from last season, basically the present that we gave to ourselves.
Back in Austria, how much did they follow your story and Leicester's story and the Premier League in general?
Well, the Premier League obviously is followed worldwide, and obviously in Austria as well, and yeah, people were also happy for me, you know, a lot of recognition. Well, you also have to give all the credit to the team, because it was not only this one person or this one player, or it was simply a big team effort, starting with the Kitman up all the way to Claudio Ranieri. It was simply a great time. It's still a great time. Obviously, it's almost the same bunch of guys playing this season, and yeah, everybody literally is very happy with the success that we had last season.
Christian, let me take you back. Your dad was a goalkeeper, I think, and you started off.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
I've been doing my research, and you started off as a striker. What were those early days like, and when did you think you were actually going to make it in the game?
Honestly, I think a lot of players started their career as a striker, or let's say in young age as a striker. Same with me. And then I just moved back year by year, and I eventually ended up being a defender. It was a lot of fun to play football. It was my passion, obviously. It's still my passion, because that's what I do for my whole life already, since what my parents told me, my first word was ball, not mom or dad. No, it was ball. And they also told me by the age of 8 months or so, I started to kick the ball around, which is my son doing also, by the way, in young ages. So let's see, maybe another Fuchs coming into the Premier League. You know, I always wanted to achieve it, but so many circumstances have to come together to really make it. First of all, you need to really work hard. It's not that, okay, there are some players out there, obviously, talking about Messi, Ronaldo, that are simply blessed with it, you know, even though I heard that Ronaldo is working a lot every day. But we really have to go for it, you know, even though when you have bad times. I mean, not everything was good becoming a footballer, you know, there are ups and downs all the time. But I was still going, I kept going, and I tried my best. I did more than other players, maybe. You know, some players, you know, when you get into poverty, you know, you start looking at girls, obviously. You like to party out, you like to hang out with friends a lot. And I never really did that too many times when I was young. And for me, it was all about football. And now it's paying off. Now I realize, okay, I
those sacrifices that you made have paid dividends.
Well, you have to make sacrifices, obviously, and they are making the difference, like you say. And I mean, maybe I was not the most talented one in the squad that I played when I'm in the youth, but you know, I wanted it. I made those sacrifices, and I'm happy I did.
You played for a small club, Mattersburg. You went to the Bundesliga with Bochum. You had a loan spell at Mainz, and then on to Schalke. Was Mainz in many ways similar to Leicester? They were a promoted team, weren't they? They had a really good season when you were there.
Exactly. So
you're the common denominator, aren't you, Christian?
Well, if you want to be champion, just sign Christian Fuchs. I'm just joking. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Mainz, obviously, the last season, because, like you said, they were promoted just the season before, I think, and we came there, also had a great coach, great manager, and also enjoyed ourselves on and off the pitch. And it was also back then, we ended up on the fifth spot, and it was also the biggest success for Mainz ever. Yeah, it's nice to play in teams like that.
And you suffered, when you were playing in Germany, a serious knee injury. How much of a test of mental strength is that for, not just a footballer, but for anybody really, but particularly a footballer?
Well, I suffered two knee injuries. The first one was in Bochum it was in the first or second year, which took me out half a year, which is something you never want as a footballer, obviously, because you cannot do your job, you know, you cannot be on the field and simply kick against the ball and run as much as you can. And then at Schalke, second knee injury happened, and this took me out. Well, this was a very painful one because it did not really see in all the pictures that I took from the knee, MRIs, CTs. You never really saw that there is an injury until I had my surgery. And well, I played with pain, literally with a lot of painkillers, which you should not do, which I regret these days. Not to make the surgery earlier, I played 8 months in pain, and it was, well, I had a lot of muscle loss on my right foot, right leg, and, well, but it's the past. I hope it's never going to happen. I never have to suffer anything like that, even though it comes with the job. And now, you know, I'm here at Leicester, and I'm very happy.
You've just signed a new contract here at Leicester, but you've talked about finishing your career in America. Your wife and children live in New York. Is that where you see yourself ending up eventually?
Well, obviously, my family is living there, so I definitely want to go there. But, you know, I feel also very committed to the club. I'm very happy at the club. I cannot mention it often enough. And that's what made me commit for another year, because everything is, for me, everything is great here. You know, I have a great life here. It's a nice city to live in. Great club, great teammates. I mean, this is what you wish for as a footballer, to be the circumstances, you know. And that's why I'm looking forward to the next 3 years that I'm here instead of two. And then, yes, I mean, then I want to go to the US and simply be there with my family.
The football obviously has gone great for you, but is it difficult just on a purely human level having a transatlantic family?
Well, it's definitely not as easy as when you live together, but we make it happen. I mean, my wife also is very supportive. I see my kids every 2 to 3 weeks, so it's not the easiest, obviously, but you know, we do this already for 4 years. And
the thing is, with technology as well, you can it's video and FaceTime, etc.
Exactly, with the media, with iPhones, with FaceTime, whatever it is, it makes life easier not to send a letter like a couple of years ago or centuries ago, that you have to send a letter back and forth and it's arriving maybe in a week or so. No, it's definitely good. And I mean, when they're not here, I have Leicester City, you know, I have the teammates that I'm hanging out with, and I'm having friends here. So that helped me go through the weeks that I don't see my family.
You've got a soccer school in New York, and you're doing something.
You're calling it soccer school. How is that? How come?
Okay.
Well, it's called Fox Soccer. Well, it's a football. Don't you know that it's called football? That's what Will Ferrell told me.
It is football because it's a foot and that kicks a ball, whereas exactly. American football that we call it is hand egg, because it's hand and you.
Well, only the kick. Only the kickers kick it. Yeah.
I saw you doing an interview actually with in New York, which was Periscope the other day, and she was going on about soccer, and you're going, no, this is actually football.
And I like that also. Yeah. There are a lot of I have to stick with it. There are a lot of soccer teams over there, but those who play football, now we go on the right part. Those who play football over there, they call it football.
Good. That's good to know.
That's good. Yeah.
So you're doing this coaching here. How important is it to you to work with these young players? What do you get out of it?
Well, we started last summer. I was playing for Schalke back then, and I saw that football is growing very much in the US. And you know, we started with 25 kids. Now that the Premier League title helped a lot, you know, but this summer we ended up having 124 kids.
Wow.
Which is amazing. And we also gave away some scholarships to the city, where kids came in that literally didn't know what football is. But then throughout the camp, and this is what I get out of it, when you see those kids then having the ball all the time on their foot or passing or doing whatever, and you see the enjoyment that they have, that's simply something that I really like, that I also missed. The day the camp is over, it's like you're getting so used to those kids that you really miss it the next day, even though it's hard work, because we did for 5 days, 6 hours, and it was every day 6 hours. It was hot, it was burning, I think we had 37 degrees every day Celsius, so that on turf, which didn't help. But then the next day, you see, it's tough, but then the next day you miss it right away again.
Do you see yourself as a coach or a manager one day?
One day, but I'm far away from that, because I'm still an active footballer and I try to be active as long as possible.
So you're going to be doing this coaching in Leicester. This is going to be great for the young Leicester fans, isn't it, to be able to have a training session with one of the Premier League winning heroes?
Well, I hope so. I hope that the kids want to do that. Literally, I mean, I'm here and, you know, I want to simply give back a little bit of the success that I had with Leicester and also throughout my career, because I always think like that. When I was a teenager or a young boy, I always wished that there was a camp where you can go, because I went to a couple of camps, that there was a camp to go where there's literally a professional there. I only saw them from distance, but what I offer is that I will be there every training session, and I will also have a little kickabout with the kids and enjoy my time, because that I really like playing with kids and being on the field with them. But then they can literally also, you know, tackle me or whatever. I mean,
not too hard, hopefully.
Not too hard, yeah. But they can have a little kickabout with me, and I think that's something that they could will really enjoy.
Now, you're very active on social media. You even have your own hashtag. You do various challenges. How important is social media for footballers to connect with fans? And what about the drawbacks? Obviously, you know, occasionally we do see players get involved in scrapes on the internet.
Well, social media these days, they come with the chop. Obviously, it's the best outlet for footballers to connect with fans, with whoever on the planet. It's not only about footballers, it's about everybody. Everybody can connect, and that's how I see my social media. I mean, I'm running my various channels that everybody knows, but then you can also tell that I'm interacting with the people. It's not only that they are sending me something and they never get anything back. I mean, I'm getting a lot of messages every day, so I cannot answer to all of them, but I'm reading them, I'm seeing them, and I'm also interacting, writing back. It's simply fun for me.
Because of the finances in football these days, players and fans are probably as wide apart as they've ever been. You seem to have bonded with supporters everywhere, especially at Leicester. What's it like meeting them out and about? Do you get bothered much? Do you get recognised, certainly with what happened last season?
Obviously, you get recognised a lot. That comes with the title, that comes being a professional in the English Premier League, because, you know, everybody's following it all around the globe. It doesn't matter where I am. Obviously, I'm in New York, people know me. People know. It's crazy. It's insane. Literally, a lot of people know me now, and I'm happy about that. It's not a bad thing. But, you know, people coming over in Leicester or wherever saying, hey, no fucks given. I'm like, yeah, thank you, buddy. No fucks given back. It's fun. People are not pestering. They're very respectful, to be honest, and that's the way it should be.
Back to the football. It's looking like you might not win the Premier League title this season, but in the Champions League, 3 wins out of 3. Last season was the impossible dream, the 5,000-1. You're not going to win the Champions League, are you now?
Now you're exaggerating as well. Now you're exaggerating. I know you're a Leicester fan and you wish for that,
yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I wish for that too. I mean, that's what I'm playing football for, to be successful and to win trophies. But, you know, we had a great start in the Champions League campaign, obviously. We had 3 clean sheets, which makes me happy as defender. It's also, I think we broke a record that we're the first English team unbeaten for the first 2 and then now 3 games. So, again, these are all side notes, but they make you proud, they give you confidence. But it's a far way. I don't even want to mention it, because our next game is Tottenham now, and then Copenhagen, and then, you know, it's a far way as well in the Champions League as well as it is in the Premier League, and we simply have to maintain our form that we have now in the last couple of games, and, you know, we simply try to give everything, and we go in every game to win it.
Just finally, how does Christian Fuchs want to be remembered in the football world?
I think the picture that people have right now is that I'm always giving 100% whatever I do. Is it on the pitch, off the pitch, in every single situation of life, and also to be humble, to be a fun guy that people can talk to and don't have to be afraid of. I mean, I'm a human being like everybody else. I'm just playing football for my life, and I'm enjoying that a lot, obviously, but it doesn't make you an alien.
Christian Fuchs, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on TalkSport.
Thank you for coming to my house.
It's very nice.
Thank you.